Being short is freaking incredible. It's awesome, and I love it. Guys that are 6'2" have no advantage in this world than you being 5'2".
Hey guys, in this one I will be talking about a topic you have been requesting a lot. Latino SME. How Latino men fare in the dating scene. I have been getting this since forever. And the reason why I haven't done an episode about this by now is because the standard variation among Latinos is higher than probably any other race, even more so than Middle Eastern nations. Considering the complex history of Latin America, different ethnic groups look completely different. You have whites, you have blacks, mestizos, and even more subgroups. I wouldn't even say a Latino is a race. So whenever these dating apps and studies include Hispanics as a race, it is kinda pointless since we don't know the ethnic breakdown of Hispanic people in that data. That is why I don't put too much importance on those Hispanic numbers. But nevertheless, for the record, according to many dating app results, Hispanic men's SMB ranks somewhere between white men and other non-white groups. Now, even though dating websites say they don't do as good as white men in the dating scene, I strongly believe that if you were to find the numbers for white Latinos only, the difference would be negligible, if any. Guys, JBW is all about looks. It ain't about politics. Attraction happens at first sight, and no female is gonna ask for a freaking ID before coming to a decision whether she's attracted to you or not. The information we need would be how much of that Hispanic group is white, how much of it is mestizo, how much of it is black, and then what are the reply and right swipe rates for each group. Then, only then, we could use those numbers as substantial black belt evidence. But of course, you know how it is. The biggest dating apps don't release their data and results by race. Can you imagine how much black belt evidence those dating apps are sitting on? They stopped releasing reply and right swipe rates by race because it was too controversial. And it held a mirror to a lot of uncomfortable facts about women. They were like, dude, these are the numbers coming from the most liberal and left-wing places. Like, we can't show these numbers to public. Imagine, just imagine the mountains of JBW and black pill evidence we would have right now if those dating apps released more information from their database. The downside of this, like, the studies already show Hispanics do worse than whites. But if you were to include only mestizos and other brown and mixed ethnic groups, the result would be even worse. Like, this is the brutal face of lookism, man. Yeah, maybe brown Hispanics do better than other brown men, but still nowhere near white men's SMB.
Eu tinha escrito numa lista que eu queria encontrar homem loiro, de olhos azuis, que se parecesse com o marido da Halle Berry. Halle Berry.
I think the most brutal and tragic part of this is the JBW and discrimination Latino men face, not in the West, but in their own countries. A lot of you don't really understand the true extent of this. I know what you are gonna say. If JBW is real, then how come I am an incel, bro? You live in 95% white city. Of course, you ain't seen JBW. Everybody is white. Like, you go and try to hit on some ethnic female in your 95% white town, of course you are gonna get rejected. You are competing against other whites. You ain't seen what I have. Being white itself is straight up a status symbol in those countries. In Brazil, they are importing sperm. White male sperm. The demand for it is skyrocketing. It is just brutal, man. Then you have the new industry of JBW YouTubers. All these guys do is use their brain and go to some place where they have the competitive edge, get treated like a celebrity, and afford a lifestyle they couldn't back home with money they get from their ethnic followers, kissing their asses. It is so cringe, man. And I can't even blame those guys. I can't even blame those JBW YouTubers. They are smart. Instead of, oh, I'm gonna go MGTOW, man, or turn into those PUA clowns and compete for 30-year-old overweight single mothers in the West, they go to those ethnic countries and get treated like celebrities. Dude, I swear, any JBW guy YouTuber pops up every single day.
¿Dónde ustedes? Ah, okay, I'll keep on filming. Let's go. With the candy floss and the cerveza. I am what? Brad. Okay, I don't know about that, but.
Abrázalo. Abrázalo.
Oh, pero yo tengo mucho aceite, está bien.
Gracias.
Listo. Muchas gracias. Malecón, yeah. This little promenade. That did smell like pee too. ¿Qué tal? ¿Todo bien? ¿De dónde eres? ¿De aquí? Qué bueno.
De Guayas.
Okay. Ah, they're from Guayaquil. They're from the biggest city here in Ecuador.
Okay.
A photo con los dos. Okay. Come, let's go. Photo con los dos.
Venga, Bill.
Venga, venga.
Ven, que no va a tomar la foto.
Ah, tú. Ah, con este. Okay, okay. Con mi arepa. Okay. ¿Tú quieres?
No. Guárdala para que te tome. Okay. Tienes venir de este lado.
Wow, okay.
Así, quítense los tapabocas.
Sí, sin boca, sí. No bote.
Selfie.
Con cámara. Okay, muy bien.
He's walking down the streets like a celebrity. He stands out, of course, but stands out in a good way. You don't want to stand out as an ethnic. As an ethnic, this will never happen to you. This is one of the reasons why I always say location maxing is mostly JBW game. And people often say, well, you don't have to be white. Every Westerner can do this. That is just not true. I mean, yes, if you are Indian American, for example, of course, you will still have the passport game. But what is gonna happen is this. Nobody is gonna look at you twice walking down the streets. People will just assume that you are some third worlder immigrant. And when they find out that you are from the West, they will just bump up the prices for you. Nobody will even look at you twice. And when you are at some store and inevitably reveal where you are from, only then you will get treated differently in a more enthusiastic manner. Or you will get a desperate female who just wanna make it to America. That is literally it. Otherwise, nobody's gonna be this enthusiastic to meet you. There ain't no high fives walking down the street. Ain't no strangers taking pictures with you. Nothing. Zero.
For them. Hola. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien? Okay. ¿De dónde eres? Aquí. Okay. Muy bien. Man, I'm just filming, and the girls they're like this. Normal people, hey, what's up, ¿cómo estás? I can't even film without getting distracted.
Beautiful, tú eres muy hermoso.
Oh, yeah.
Precioso.
Delicioso.
Papá. Sí.
Wow, ¿quieres comiendo?
Comerte a ti completo.
¿Completo?
Sí.
¿En serio? ¿Completo?
Sí.
¿En serio?
Porque estás muy lindo, mucho gusto.
Sí, mucho gusto.
¿Qué? Grecia.
¿Cómo?
Grecia.
Cristian.
Cerca de Alemania,
¿sí? Grecia.
Yo soy de Alemania, sí.
¿Sí?
Sí.
Mi nombre es Grecia, pero soy venezolana. Grecia.
Venezolana. Ok, ¿y tú venezolana?
Mía, sí.
¿Mía?
Mía.
Venezolana. Ok, muy bien, muy bien.
¿Puedo tocar?
¿Ah?
¿Puedo tocar?
No, entiendo.
¿Tocar? Aquí, el pecho.
¿Mí?
Yo, sí. Ajá. Yo, a ver si está durito. Tocar.
Ah, you want to
sí.
Touch?
Sí,
no,
tocar.
Oh, está delicioso, muy rico, muy rico.
Muy rico, okay.
Muy bueno.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
No, tú, okay. tú.
Sí.
Tú.
Hey,
okay, with a photo, for the photo.
Ahora okay. las dos, okay. la foto las dos.
Okay,
las dos.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, hasta luego. Te como.
Okay, hasta luego.
Comerte así completo. Oh man, this was tough to watch, man. They are swooning over him. Like, this guy can't even walk without females harassing him. Like, what do I always say? Looks. And I know what you will say. You'll say, oh, he's a Chad, I am nothing like him. Okay, I admit, he's good looking. Not only white, he's also good looking. You immediately notice high cheekbones, the pronounced brow ridge. He's got a good mid-face ratio. I mean, I haven't run the numbers of his face myself, but you can tell. He's about a 7, I would say. And still, the treatment he gets is something else, man. An Indian or Pakistani guy with the exact same facial bones wouldn't get the same treatment from females, which is exactly my point. There are plenty of other JBW YouTubers out there doing pretty much the same thing.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien.
Está muy linda. Ah, gracias.
Está bien rico, ¿no? Mucho gusto, Violet.
Mucho gusto. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Está muy lindo, John. Está bien.
Mucho gusto. Ay, pero no arranca la mano.
Violet. Marshall.
Está rico. Isabela,
vea. Isabela, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás?
Yo, así.
You know, the only semi-decent advice dating coaches give you is location maxing. But of course, they are not honest and they are not telling you how it is. They repackage JBW as some sort of game and then sell it to low IQ, blue-pilled incels. You don't need to be as good-looking as him to be able to run JBW game in the in those countries. Some of you guys are gonna remember the community member who goes by the name It Is Over. He's the famous JBW guy, 22-year-old virgin incel in the UK. Then he decided to go to Thailand to teach English, and the rest is history. He fucked hundreds of girls and got several of them pregnant. He was working as an English teacher in Thailand. I remember he was telling me the school he worked at in Thailand preferred to hire Eastern European guys who couldn't even speak English over black Americans. Native English speaking black Americans. I am not even kidding. Like, school is like, we can't charge the families of these kids this much money and then show them black teachers. Like, the English language itself is associated with higher status and whiteness in Southeast Asia so much that these schools' first priority is hiring white guys. Like that guy in the China video, he says something like, everything is fake. We are just here to give them a white face. You can be anything in China as long as you are white. This is a brutal JBW pill, man. This is a devastating black pill.
In China, you can be anything without any knowledge or education.
Yeah.
if you're from the West.
And you can be a doctor, you can be an actor, you can be a...
I mean, it's...
Well, fake.
Yes,
fake,
everything is fake. Yeah. You just show up to give them a white face.
No, going to these teaching agencies, I was told flat out by different teaching agencies that you're black and it's going to be a hard time for you to find a teaching position in like central Bangkok. The parents and the teachers prefer to have white only, or even Filipino or something like that, but not black. And even by white teachers, you know, friends of mine around Thailand, they've told me like, you know, they asked like, hey, I have a black friend, could they, you know, apply for the job? And the staff told them flat out like, no, we don't hire. Yeah, I have a degree and everything, and they still like.
And guys, funny enough, that It's Over guy is actually in Latin America right now. Not even kidding, this guy is doing a JBW world tour. And he's running through Latinas. Not only brown girls, but he's actually hooking up with 18-year-old white girls in those countries as well. I have seen plenty of pictures of his hookups, like not all the girls he digs down are brown chicks, like that guy in the beginning said. Many of them are white too. He's right. And guys, keep in mind that I literally learned about this channel the other day. I watched maybe like 2 or 3 of his videos. God knows what else is happening in other videos. I can't bring myself to watch him any further. It just makes me sad. It just makes me realize how much this world has to offer. It is sad, man. You don't even gotta be rich. You just gotta be good looking and white. It really reminds you how much we are missing out on. There's an industry of JBW YouTubers out there. Some specialize in Latin America, some specialize in Middle East under the disguise of, oh, I've become a Muslim bullshit. Some specialize in Southeast Asia under the disguise of culture. Oh man, Thai culture, man. I ain't never seen a culture like that.
Tu primera?
No, yo no.
Tu no sabes? No puedes. Oh, wow. Woo! One, dos, cinco. Street workout, Comuna 13.
Jimmy being hit on at the pyramids.
Whenever people in our community say, Chads are their own race, I agree and disagree. True that Chads' lives are completely opposite of the lives of incels, and there are Chads and incels in every race. I don't like it when people in our community use this phrase in the context of dismissing the race aspect of attraction and the black pill. They all repeat this phrase as it is supposed to mean race doesn't matter, JBW isn't real. I think Hispanic SME, not only in the West, but also the hierarchy among Hispanics in Latin America, is a perfect example of this. With that being said, it is time to wrap this up. And as always, don't be afraid, gentle life. Let the black pill guide you.